Crystal Lake is only 100 acres but 70 feet deep. Its clear, cold water is not only popular with campers and swimmers. UW grad student Zach Lawson says it's perfect for an invasive species, the rainbow smelt.
Yep, it's the good old smelt. It's the same exact species that is found up in Lake Superior.
But while fishermen learn to love the smelt in Lake Superior, Lawson says they have learned to hate them in Crystal Lake.
We see rainbow smelt consuming young of walleye, yellow perch, whitefish.
The researchers came up with an idea. What if, in the middle of the summer, they mix the warm surface water of Crystal Lake with the cold water at the bottom?
If you can mix those two layers, thereby warming that deep cold water, then essentially you should be able to remove that cold water habitat that smelt need to survive.
But how do you mix a 100-acre lake? Zach Lawson helped invent a contraption called Jelly, which stands for Gradual Entrainment Lake Inverter.
These things are basically like backyard trampolines. They have a stainless steel frame about 30 feet in diameter. They sink in the water column, and we fill them with air, and they rise to the surface. And we oscillate that all day long, all summer long.
Lawson says after 2 years of mixing, the 45-degree bottom water had warmed to above 70 degrees, killing 90% of the smelt.
90% is a lot, but it's not quite all of them.
As the project wraps up this summer, Crystal Lake is being returned to its normal condition. At the Trout Lake Research Station, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.